cells is totally part of this path. And that's why we cannot survive for one another. So we really need each other. So this point is, we are so fortunate to live this time of life, and be part of this. Even though sometimes, like she says, you know, I feel many times, I don't belong here. There is always a voice come to you like, you don't belong here. You're not doing this. You don't belong here. You're fake. You're this and that. I come to a realization, which is, I have to repent for every brilliant thing that I do in my life, every thought that comes to me. I just trying to define it and say, this is not, and that's essence. And I should follow this. So I think there's a really wonderful path that we all blessed God is going through. You know, the world is so large out there and very tempted in many different ways. But to us and to me especially, the core of my life and the depths of my reason for living is a brilliant reality of the blessing, which is my spouse. You know? So thanks to Heavenly Father, thanks to this fortune that I met in my lifetime. First, when I came to California, you know, even I talked to her, you know, because, you know, Father was talking about when you go back to your hometown, you have to teach your families, you know, you have to teach in the divine principle. So I did it. I came in, put all my families together, and then to Camp Sunda and teach the divine principle. I went through all the lectures from the purpose of creation all the way to the second advent and everything. 3 days. 2 days, 1 day, sometimes I did it in my house, and other times I did it in a uni world, because also I came in the doctor, you know? What was the time where we met? And I was teaching the divine principles to all the, they're making the boats, right? What's the company? They're making the boats, the fishing boats.
The boats, oh, the Master Marines.
Master Marines, right.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of people from outside, lots of workers. They hired so many workers from outside. So they asked me, can you please teach them the divine principle? And so I was there to teach them all of them. And so that has been my path. And but besides that, I always get bombarded personally. Because it's so easy when you're walking up there, you know, you get all this influence, you got all this freedom. Oh yeah, nobody see me, nobody does me. But I had to have my master. That's not freedom. Mm. This is totally misusing the freedom. And just the way you think is not right. Move this way. Stop that. Come back to that. And I was very listen to you what you're saying. It's very, very true. Sometimes just walking forward, 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 we know we just because the energy leads you to go is healthy, but it's not so healthy in the long run because sometimes it's good to stop. And retreat a little bit, look back, reflect upon, and see what's around. And with that kind of solid foundation, move again, like another step, another step. Sometimes we run it too fast, probably it's not good. So there's something that we always have to reflect upon, you know. We have more life than time. Time is very short. If we misuse time, life, you know, life is very, very short. So I feel very strong. That we all of us as a blessed couple, we have our own responsibilities, but our responsibility is not something that we should be like fear, you know, like, oh no, I should not. You know? It's like they say, you know, the truth should make you free. So based upon education that we've been experiencing, living, working, we're not just reading, but it's something that is really comes deep inside of you because you've been in a situation where you expose yourself in life and death. There is no one there except your faith in God. And of course, you always have a backup, you send your figure. Those days, we used to 100% depend upon the centrifugers. You know, centrifuge was the main. If you have no centrifuge, you have no business in the unification mission that's there. So centrifuge was like Cain or Abel. Always Cain and Abel, Cain and Abel. So there was some kind of path that we all experience that make us come to this far that we are right now. But even though still, we still have a long way to go. So for now on, I feel very strongly, especially like Pedro, you know, Pedro testimonies one in the sermon is that we have so much to share. And especially what now it just came to my mind, what you share. Every story for each one of us, they will read it. Just think about the time when they will also will be feeling low and blue, like no hope. Should I continue? Should I walk away? And then it just opened the magazine and the phone book, and here's Robert. Story about he saw each one in church, the things he went through, and how he overcome things, and all that. Man, that's very similar to the things that I'm going through. And this is the second generation, third generation, fourth generation, so on. So that kind of backbone, we have to have it. So I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Cool. It kind of reminds me, like, some things would happen to me in MFT, like,